Today we're going to learn Daf Tes Vav Amar Aleph of Maseches Moedkatan. We are holding at Ovel Chayiv Ba'atipas HaRosh. The structure of this Amud is pretty clear, it's pretty direct. We talk about a whole bunch of things that an Ovel is not allowed to do, all the halachas of an Ovel, and by each of the things that we talk about, we discuss whether an Ovel is allowed to do it, whether a Mitzora is allowed to do it, and whether a Menuda is allowed to do it. Again, a Mitzora is a person who has Tzaras, a Menuda is someone who's put in a Nidoy, which is a form of Cherim. So we start with Atifas HaRosh. Atifas HaRosh is the requirement to wrap one's head, to cover one's head with a talus. So Avil Chayiv Batifas HaRosh, an Avil is obligated to wrap his head in a talus. How do I know it? Midukamalei Rachmanu Yecheskel V'lo Sata Al Safam. From the fact that that Hashem tells Yecheskel that he shouldn't wrap his head the way an Avil wraps his head, Mechal Dekuliyam L'Mechayvi. It implies that every other Avil would be obligated to wrap his head. Meaning Yecheskel was, in his Nevuah, was supposed to mimic an Avil. He was supposed to act as a show overt signs of mourning. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to say, act like a mourner, but don't wrap your head, that implies that normally a mourner would wrap their head. Menuda ma'u ba'ativas harosh. What about a menuda? Does he have to wrap his head? Amar Rav Yosef Tashemar. Rav Yosef says, we'll bring a raya. The Mishnah says in Maseches Tainus that if it didn't rain, the tzibur, the community, would have to fast 13 different fast days in order to convince God, so to speak, to make it rain. So the Brisa says that if they fast all the 13 fast days, the whole series of fast days, and still it didn't rain, so the Talmidei Chachamim have to start not greeting each other. And it says, Vehin misatvin v'yoshvin k'menudinu k'avelim. They wrap their heads and they sit like someone who's in Nidoy or like an Avel, like someone who's in the Scherim or like an Avel, Ad she'irachma aleim in Hashemayim, until Hashem has mercy on them from Shemayim. So you see clearly that a Menuda does have to wrap his head. We describe that wrapping your head is like a Menuda. Amalei Abai says, no, Dilma Menuda l'Shemayim, Shaini d'chamir. Maybe that's different. When you're menuda l'shamayim, when it wasn't some rabbi who put you in chayrim, but it's God who put you in chayrim by not making it rain, maybe that's more severe, and that's where you have to wrap your head. So we don't have a clear raya about a menuda. Mitzora mahu batifas harosh. What about someone who has tzaras? Does he have to wrap his head? Tashma, we bring a raya. Pasuk says va'al safam ya'ateh. Mechlal shechayiv batifas harosh. Pasuk says va'al safam ya'ateh. That implies that a mitzora has to do atifas harosh. Shema mina. So that is a proof. So main point number one. Avel and a Mitzora have to do Atifas HaRosh, not sure about a Menuda. Next, Avel also laniach tefillin. Next thing, next halacha, an Avel doesn't put on tefillin on the first day of his Avelus Halis. Midkamele Rachmani Yecheskel. How do I know this? Because Hashem says to Yecheskel that Pe'ercha Chavush Alecha, that he should wear his tefillin. Mechal Dekuli Alma Aser. That implies that every other Avel should not wear tefillin. Menuda ma'u b'tefillin. Teku. What about a Menuda? Should a Menuda wear tefillin? Question marks. The Gemara says, oh, Teku. We don't know. We have no way of knowing. Mitzora ma'u b'tefillin. What about someone who has Tzara? Should he wear tefillin? Tashma, let's bring a raya from a brisa. The brisa quotes a pasuk vatsarua l'rabus kohen gadol. The extra word vatsarua in the pasuk about saras comes to tell us that a kohen gadol can get saras as well. The god of you furumim means shiumakoraim, and he has to tear his clothing. So the phrase begad of Yufrum teaches us that he has to tear his clothing. The phrase in the pasuk verosho yihyeh farua teaches us ein paria elagidul seyar, that he has to grow his hair out. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That's what Rabbi Eliezer says. Rabbi Kiva Omer. Rabbi Kiva says no. Nemra havaya barosh. It says by his head verosho yihyeh. Parua, he uses the lashon of yihiyah, of it shall be, v'nemer havaya bebeged, and he uses the term yihiyu when it talks about his begadim. It says begadav yihiyu ferumim, so that's also a lashon of having it be something, ma havaya mur bebeged davar shechutz migufo, just like when we talk about clothing, it's something external to the body, because clothing are not part of a person's body. Af havaya barosh. So too, when we talk about a state of being, when it comes to the head, davar shechutz migufo, it must be talking about not his actual head, but something that's outside of his body. So it's not telling us about a haircut, because the hair is part of the person's body. So you see, so my lava tefillin, it must be talking about something that goes on top of the head, like tefillin, so that his head should be exposed from having tefillin, that he shouldn't wear tefillin. I'm Rav Papa Lo, Akum Sava Sudara. Rav Papa says, no, maybe it's just talking about a hat or a nice yarmulke, that he shouldn't put on a nice hat, he should leave his head exposed. But tefillin, maybe? He's chayiv to put on tefillin. So we don't know, we don't have a clear proof. So next main point, an Avel does not wear tefillin, we're not sure about a Menuda or a Mitzora. really all the main points of today's Amud could just be made in one big chart. Avel, Menuda, Mitzora, and then, you know, down the column of the different Hanhagos, and you just put a check in each box. So now, Avel Asur B'Sheila Shalom. An Avel is Asur to greet people. He's not allowed to greet people. He's not allowed to say Shalom Aleichem when he's an Avel. How do I know? The Karmelei Rachmani Yecheskel, Hey Onik Dom, because Hashem tells Yecheskel, Hey Onik Dom, to observe Avelus in the following way, by being silent, by not going out and greeting people. Menuda Ma'u B'Sheila Shalom. What about a person who's in Nidui? Can he greet people? Amar Rav Yosef Tashmal, bring a raya. Uv'Sheila Shalom Ben Adam L'Chaveru K'Ben Adam Hanazuf in L'makom. Now, one of the things that the people who didn't get rain yet are supposed to do is that they should refrain from greeting each other, just like a person who is put in Cherim by Hashem. I'm going to say, you see that someone who's put in Cherim does not greet other people. Like we said before, maybe Nidoy from Hashem is different because that's more severe. Mitzara ma'u b'sheila shalom. What about a person who has Saras? Does he do Sheila Shalom? Is he allowed to greet people? Tashma will bring a raya. Va'al safam ya'ate, she'usif sosav medubako zubazu. That phrase teaches us that his lips should be attached to each other, meaning he shouldn't speak. She'yehei k'menudo cha'avel. He should be like someone who's in Nidoy and in Avelus. Va'asr b'sheila shalom. And therefore, he should not do Sheila Shalom. He shouldn't greet people. Shmamina. So you see from there that someone who has Saras shouldn't greet people. But the Gemara points out, not only do you see from there that someone who has Saras shouldn't greet people, you also see V'nifshot Mina L'menuda. We should be able to see from there that someone who's in Nidoy doesn't greet people either, because we said that the guy who has Saras should have his lips sealed just like someone who's in Avil or a Menuda. Am Ravach Bar Pinchas Mishmed Rav Yosef Mikatani Sha'asur? No, did it say that a menuda is not allowed to do Sheila Shalom? Sheik menuda uchavel katani. It just means that he should be like a menuda and like an avel b'mili achronaisa, with other things, meaning in other matters he should be like a menuda and like an avel. And va'asur nami b'sheila shalom. And when it comes to Sheila Shalom, the mitzora shouldn't do that either. But his being like a menuda doesn't relate to Sheila Shalom. So therefore, main point, whatever number we're up to, the avel is an avel is not allowed to do Sheila Shalom. A menuda we're not sure about, and a mitzora is also not allowed to do. So I guess avel and mitzora can't do Sheila Shalom. We're not sure about a menuda. Next halacha of avelus, avel also b'divrei Torah. An avel is not allowed to learn Torah. Midikam rachmanu liyecheskel dom. The pasuk says to Yecheskel, Hashem says you should be silent, which means you should be silent from divrei Torah. It's one of those amazing halachos that divrei Torah gives us too much simcha. So we're not allowed to experience simcha when one is in avelus. So we're not allowed to learn Torah. That's why we don't learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. Menuda ma'u b'divrei Torah. What's the halacha about someone who's in nidui learning Torah? Amar Rav Yosef Tashmal, bring a raya. Menuda Shonen lo. A menuda can teach others and others can teach him. Niskar v'niskar in lo. He can be hired to work for others and others could be hired to work for him, but he's muhram. But if he's in cherim, he's not in nidoy. It's a different form of a cherim, a stronger form of a cherim. Then lo shona v'lo shona lo, he shouldn't teach or be taught. Lo niskar v'lo niskar lo, he shouldn't hire or be hired. Avol shonu la'atzmo shelo yafsikas limudo. But he could learn privately to himself without being taught or without teaching someone else, just so that he continues his learning. V'osolo chanas katana b'shvil parnasaso, and he can also keep a little store going in order to support himself. You could sell water in the market of a place called Aravos. So bottom line is that from this braisa, you see that someone who's in Nidoy is allowed to teach Torah and allowed to learn Torah. So you see, Shema Mina, that a Menuda is allowed to learn Torah even though an Avel is not. Mitzora ma'u b'divrei Torah. What about someone who has Saras? Can he learn Torah? Tashma, we bring a raya. V'odatum l'vanecha l'vnei v'necha. Pasuk says that it says in Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael when they're before they enter Eretz Yisrael that you should let your children and your grandchildren know about this. Yom Asher Amatul V'nei Hashem L'kach V'chori, the day you stood at Har Sinai. So Malah Halan Be'im of Yer Bretzes Ubzeya. Just like when we stood at Har Sinai, it was with awe and fear and trepidation and shaking and quivering, all this stuff, all these emotions. Mikan Amru. So from here we say Azavn V'Mitzorayin Ubale Nidos. That someone who's a Zav, who has Tumas Ziva, who has a flow from his body, or someone who has Saras, or someone who had slept with a nida, even though they're very tamei, mutar and likros patar ben vim uksum lishnos bemedrash b'tam v'alachs v'agados. They're allowed to learn all different sorts of Torah because they have a very serious and fearful disposition. So, since the Zav is worried about, and the Mitzora are worried about their illnesses, so they're allowed to learn Torah. But Ubali Keri on Asurin, it's only someone who's a Balkeri, who had semen come out of his body, where it's a lighter form of Tumah, and he's not as worried, so such a person is Asur to learn Torah. But bottom line is, we do see from this Braisa, Shmamina, that a Mitzora is allowed to learn Torah. So next main point, an Avil may not learn Torah, but a Menuda and a Mitzora may learn Torah. Next thing, Avil Asur bi Tichboses, an Avil is not allowed to wash his clothing, to launder his clothing, because the Pasuk says, Vayishlach Yov Tekoa Vayikach Misham Isha Chacham. Excuse me, Chachama, after Avshalom ran away to, and Yov Sartzva David wanted to bring Avshalom back to Yerushalayim, it says that Yov sent to Tekoa, and he took from there a wise woman, Vayamreila, and he said to her, Isablina, you should act as an Avel, Velivshina Bigde Avel, wear clothing of Avels, Vaalta Suchi Shemen, don't anoint your skin with oil, Vayis Ki Isha Ze, Yamim Rab Misabelis Almeis, and act like a person who's been mourning over a dead body for a long time. So he says, you should wear the Bigadim of an Avel. That sounds like she's supposed to wear dirty clothing that, like an Avel wears, dirty clothing. So it seems like a pretty clear raya from that pasuk that an avel does not launder their clothing. What about menudim mitzrayim mahein b'tichboses? Can someone who's in nidoy, someone in saras, launder their clothing? Tashma. So we bring a raya. It says menudim mitzrayim asurin l'saper l'chabes. It's an explicit brisa that someone who's in nidoy saras is also not allowed to get a haircut or launder their clothing. Shema mina. So that is a clear raya. So an avel, a menuda, and a mitzora are all not allowed to launder their clothing. I think that's the first one that we have that all three are definite no's. Avel chayiv b'kriya. Next on Hagan, Avel has to do kriya. He has to tear his clothing. The Kamal Rachman al Bnei Aaron, because Hashem says to the sons of Aaron after Nadav and Avihu died, after their brothers died, Hashem says, Lo sifromu, don't tear your clothing. Mechal du kliyamu mechayvi. That implies that every other Avel would naturally tear their clothing. Menuda ma'u b'kriya. What about someone who's in nidoy? Does he tear his clothing? Teku. The Gemara leaves that unresolved. We don't answer that question. Mitzara ma'u b'kriya. What about someone who has tzaras? Does he tear his clothing? Tashma. So the Gemara says, let's bring a raya. Begad of you ferumim, shehu mekura'in. Remember, we quoted the pasuk earlier that his begadim, the begadim of a mitzara, should be ferumim, and we understand that that means that they should be mekura'in, that they should be torn. Shema mina. So we see a mitzara does tear his clothing. So main point over here: an avel and a mitzara tear their clothing. We're not sure about a menuda. Let's do one more. Avel chayiv b'kfiya samita, and Avel has to turn his bed upside down as a sign of mourning. Detani bar kapara, because bar kapara taught in a brisa, that Hashem says, I have given my image, my tzelem elkim, the image of God, to people, to mankind, and in their sins they have turned it around. So kifu mitosein aleha. So that Hashem says, as a way of indicating that, we should turn our beds upside down. Menudo mitzora mahin b'kfiya samita. What about someone who's in nido or someone who has tzaras? Does he also do kfiya samita? Gemara says, teku, we don't know. So the last main point, an avel has to do kfiya samita. He has to turn his bed upside down. We're not sure about a menuda and a mitzora.